episode today is going to be so good. I have my favorite person coming up.
We have some juicy stuff for you guys.
Super juicy. Yes. And we want to start off by talking about this new show on Netflix called Love is Blind. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
All the rave right now. It's all over my social media, and I'm also obsessed with it. So have you even finished watching it?
I went through, I believe, 2 episodes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I actually got to the episode where the guy talks about that he's bisexual. He doesn't know how he's going to tell the girl that he's going to marry.
You're literally nowhere, like, near
where you are.
Good stuff.
I know. I thought that was super good, though. I was like, damn, I want to know if she's going to accept
well,
it.
Well, as long as you know the point of the show.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely insane.
We'll explain the point if people haven't, like, heard about it.
So, these people, they're basically dating other people without physically meeting them. So, they're talking to these people in what they call these pods. And so, it's literally a wall between these two people. They're talking, getting to know each other, full-on, like, dating, asking all these questions about each other. And eventually, if you feel the person, like, if you have this strong connection with them.
Everything's based off personality, yeah, and not looks. Which is definitely not, like, our generation. Everything on, like, Tinder and, like, Hinge and all those apps is just about a picture and you swipe. But this is, like, based solely off of, like, connection without any pictures.
And this ends in marriage, which is the craziest part. So, at the end of it, like, eventually if you start building this connection with someone, the guy proposes to you and it's, like, you literally either say yes or no. And surprisingly, like, a majority of people say yes. Like, oh my god, I love this person. We have such a strong connection from day one, blah, 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 blah. And then you have to find out later in the show if they get married or not. And it's like, so they get proposed to, they get engaged, whatever. They finally meet each other in person, and then they go on vacation together, they move in together, and then they start to really, like, learn all these, like, actual things about this person. And it's like, you kind of, like, wait and see if you can stick through it and if you really actually like this person for who they are or if it was just, like a lust type of thing, infatuation going on in the beginning. So what do you think about that? Like, what's your intake on the whole situation?
Me, personally, I just feel as though I couldn't be able to go into a situation blindly. Like, I have to be physically attracted to you, especially if I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Like, I have to be intimate with you. And I eventually would want to start a family and have children with you, so I want to make sure that your genes and our offspring would be remotely attractive, as bad as it is to say, but that's how I feel.
What about the, like, connection part?
Connection part, I think, is a huge deal and a huge aspect. Like, I've talked to a lot of guys that are, quote-unquote, hot, you know, have good bodies, six-packs, like, great faces, all that, but they really have nothing to say, or they don't have a connection aspect with me at all. But then I've also met a lot of guys that aren't as good-looking in a sense, like, just not my type at all. And we have a pretty good connection, but I just physically can't really see myself being with them, like, forever.
So you have to have, like, a good balance.
I have to have both, yeah.
No, I totally agree. I mean, if you're going to be with this person forever, I mean, for a long time, like, you have to be attracted to them. Like, they have to be your type of person. Not just look-wise, but personality, too. You have to connect with them, vibe with them. You know, make sure you guys have, like, the same beliefs. You guys believe in the same things.
I agree.
You know, your future is headed towards the same direction type of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think I'm just not to sound shallow at all. But, it looks really do play a huge part in it. So I think it's wild that these people are, like, full on, like, yes, I'll get married to you. And it's like you've never even seen them before.
Do you also think it's 100% legitimate since it is based off of a show? Like, do you think they're actually really getting married?
I think, like, if you were to ever actually finish a show, like I told you to, you would see, like, their reactions. I think it's so genuine. Like, their reactions, their family's reactions, their friends' reactions, like, everything else that you see in the show, like, you'll see everyone's reactions and be like, wow, that's not fake. There's no way. Like, these people are really being 100% real.
Okay.
So, yeah, and actually on the show, not to, like, ruin it for you guys if you are going to go watch it, but in the end, you find out, like I said, who marries who says yes and who doesn't. And two of the people who don't end up getting married is because of that same exact reason, because they're not attracted to the person. And one of them, so there's two different situations. One of them, the girl just fully is a fucking, like, bitch. Doesn't like the guy for his looks at all, and just from the beginning you can tell she wasn't actually in the episode for, like, love. She was, I have no idea why she was there, But anyways, the other one, it's like this guy was perfect for her. Even her friends, her family, everyone adored this person. They were so for it. Like, oh my God, this is it. This is your person. This is your guy. And she agreed. She was like, you know, he checks off all the right marks or whatever. But I, like, physically, I'm not attracted to him. I don't want to, like, pounce on him. I just feel nothing, like, crazy over him. I think he's a nice guy and I could be great friends with him. But physically, there's just nothing there that really, like, sparks my attention. So, in general, I think the experiment overall kind of does, like, validate that fact that you have to be, like, physically attracted to the person and connect with them at the same time. Because even the other two couples that did end up getting married, like, they were both good-looking, like, on both ends. Like, there's no reason why the other person would be like, ooh, this is not, like, a good-looking person, this is not my type, whatever. Like, you can tell that they both find each other attractive. So, clearly, like, that's a huge part, because they got married not only based on the personality and the connection that they made from the beginning, but because when they did find out who they were, like, after they got engaged and how they both looked, like, they were still attracted to each other. So, clearly, that's a huge thing.
I agree 100%, honestly. Like I said before, I think it definitely is a big deal, but in a sense, like, I see a lot of my girlfriends getting married and they just don't really care.
What do you mean? Like by looks?
Yeah, like, at all. Like, to a sense.
Well,
like,
are they happy? Like, are they full on in love?
I don't think so. I think a lot of girls our age, well, we're not the same age. A lot of girls my age.
Julie is 1 year older than me, and she swears she's, like, 5 years older.
I feel like I'm 5 years older. But a lot of girls my age think that you have to get married by my age. Like, I'm 25, and they think, like, well, if I want to have kids, I need to be married, like, settle down. And I think a lot of times, like, girls my age are settling. And I'm not going to say that they're 100% happy. I mean, if they are, they are. But I definitely think there's a lot more out there.
I agree. At least in my opinion. I don't know your friends, and not to judge them just off of that, but if you're just settling, like you said, it's literally the word settling. You're not fully happy. You're just settling for what you think is going to be the best for you now, but in reality, it's not. But luckily, I mean, you guys hear a lot about our opinions, especially on this topic that I think is very interesting. We're luckily going to have another guest on the show, which is our good friend, Lucas. Yes, we're going to have a guy's perspective, which we've been dying to have. We have so many questions for him. I mean, Jules, like...
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, myself, I always want to know, like, what a guy's thinking. Why do these guys put me through what they put me through? And, like, he really, you know, is going to dive in and, like, actually explain what goes on.
Yeah, like, what's their thought process. Yeah. And what they're looking for, what catches their attention, what doesn't. So it's going to be very exciting and we can't wait for you guys to hear it. So we're going to come back shortly after this break and yeah, stay tuned.
Yay! And we have our special guest. Drum roll, please.
What up, jammers? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
We're so happy to have you here.
I'm excited. Let's do this.
Can you sound more excited? Like,
woo! I'm excited. Let's do it. Yes. Ah, yeah. Right, I'm going to eat tacos later. I'm
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
So let's do a little backtrack onto how we met, Lucas.
All right. I actually met Jules right after a big breakup of 5 years. Went out. I met her at Banco, my favorite spot. Same. And I got a hookah. I was not confident talking to girls at all. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go up to her and her friend because they seem cool. And I was like, hey, do you guys want to smoke hookah with us? And they were like, yeah, sure. And then we just kicked it off. And then ever since then, she's been my best friend. And then I met Michelle and everybody else, and they're awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have you here for a specific reason. Do you know why you're here?
Yeah, I'm on death row.
You're here so that we can figure out the age-old tale of what are men really thinking.
Okay.
I am dying to know. So, have you heard of the show called Love is Blind? It's on Netflix.
I've heard about it. Still haven't watched it. I've been told to watch it.
Do you know, like, what it's about, though?
Yeah, like, I guess people meet and they don't see each other or something like that. Yes. And they kind of get to know each other without seeing each other.
Very juicy stuff. So how do you feel about that? Like, meeting someone and being attracted to them versus, like, growing a connection with them without even...
knowing what they look like.
Yeah.
I mean, I think personality is key. But...
major key alert.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, I want someone that also looks good next to me.
Facts.
So I don't know how I would be able to handle that. I don't know the people that are probably on the show. Usually shows like that, they have, like, the most good-looking fucking people. So I don't know. I haven't watched it, so I wouldn't be able to tell. But I personally probably wouldn't be able to do that. Not to sound like a dick, I just...
No,
it would be messed up to, like, meet someone and have, like, that great connection with, and then I see them and I'm just like,
you're not attracted to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, personality can be great and all that, but if I'm not attracted to you, how the hell am I supposed to take you to bed?
No, I feel you. Even just, like, staring at the person, like, you're going to be with them for a long time, I hope. Well, yeah. And, like, if you're not attracted to
them. I'll be honest with you. I've seen girls out with, like, amazing, good-looking girls, and I'm just like, I see them with the dudes they're with, yes. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
It's true.
I mean, yeah, shit, before I lost weight, I was one of those guys, too, and then... why is this pretty girl with that fat guy? And I'm just, you know, it is what it is. But at the
ladies,
end of the day,
he looks great now.
Thank you.
Just have to put that out there.
Thank you.
But, so you said you've been in that situation where... I guess, like, you feel like this girl is out of your league or something?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've been single for almost about a year now. So, you know, I thought my ex-girlfriend was the most beautiful girl I've ever been with and would ever be with. But I'll be honest with you. I've hooked up with girls that are a lot more better looking than, you know, she is. And currently speaking, I'm actually talking to someone that's freaking beautiful, so kind of, yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, no, don't cry. Don't cry.
So has it been, like, I guess in a reverse situation where it's like, this girl isn't that great looking and you know it, and she's not, or maybe she's, like, she's not ugly, but she's just not your type specifically, but, like, you guys just connect and vibe so good that you're like, whatever, let me give this a shot. Have you been in that situation before?
Yeah. But eventually it doesn't work out.
Okay.
The real reason why is because, like I said, like, I've been put in the situation recently? I guess you kind of can say that. I've hung out with girls and, you know, just hung out, no dates or anything like that. I just recently started dating again. But, like, I've gone on dates with girls that probably were not what I expected to date. And I thought they were amazing. But then I go out with the boys and meet somebody else. So.
Okay.
Boys.
Fucking boys will always ruin shit.
I'm just kidding. Saturday for the boys. Saturdays are for the boys.
At Bank.
How do you feel about the chase? Like, would you rather go after a girl, or if she kind of makes it like it's a mutual thing, how do you feel about that?
Definitely has to be mutual.
So you don't want a girl that's, like, hard to get and, like, you have to go after her and after her?
I feel like guys love the chase.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? If a girl acts that whole, like, hard to get thing, I've already learned how to deal with that. You know, you chase them for a bit. Once they don't give attention, you cut them off. And then they come back.
True. That is really true.
Like, honestly, like, it's just the way it is. That's what I've personally experienced. I've had girls that I've tried to chase, like, for. And used to hit them up. Be like, yo, what are you doing tonight? And, oh, I'm doing this. Or I'm not going out. And then, sure enough, I see them out. And then I'm just like, whatever. And then once I get fed up with it, I'm just like, you know, fuck it. I'm not gonna waste my time. And then once I stop wasting my time with them, most of the time when I do that, I lose interest, and then that's when they want to come around.
Yeah.
But that's also, you know, vice versa, because if, you know, that happens to a female too, and, you know, guys, as soon as they feel like they don't have that, they don't have you in, you know, in control, then they want to come chasing, so.
Because I, like, personally, there's just so many guys, not that I have hundreds of guys all over me, but maybe, like, 50, but I have so many guys.
Relax.
Who will, like, try to, you know, hit on me and just try to go on a date with me or something. And it's, like, the more I tell them no, the more they want to keep asking me. And it's just like, what don't you understand that I'm not interested? Like, I'm trying to be nice about it. Like, no, I don't want to go on a date with you. Like, I'm kind of beating around the bush, but like, I don't want to be like a straight up bitch and be like, oh my God, leave me alone. But it's like, they love the fact that I keep like saying no, and they like want to change my mind and persuade me. And it's just like, I don't get it. Like, do guys just love chasing after girls that don't want them?
I just feel like those are the guys that probably haven't been fucked over yet.
Okay.
Because once you get fucked over, you kind of change that whole mindset of like trying to be like that Prince Charming for the girl. Like, fuck that. Like, if I had a girl that did that to me, I'm not gonna waste my fucking time. I'm just like, oh, you said no? All right, bet, whatever. On to the next one. There's so many girls out there.
Guys,
so many,
take note.
There's so many guys out there for girls, you know. And like, at the end of the day, if someone says no to you, just kind of fuck it, move on, go on to the next one. Like, fuck that. Don't get stuck on that one person. At the end of the day, there's always someone better around the corner.
There's a lot of other fish in the sea.
Yeah. So what do you think is the most common thing that women do that makes guys like lose interest?
This question. I would say overreact.
Oh.
Yeah, overreacting.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Overreacting to certain situations and things like that. Especially if you're just talking to someone. If you're just talking to someone and, you know, he wants to go hang out with the boys, and fuck it, let him hang out with the boys. If he wants to go fuck up, you know, have him fuck up. You know, at the end of the day, when you go hang out with your girls, you have fun too. Unless you guys aren't official yet, then things shouldn't be where you have to communicate with one another on what's going on or what you're doing. But if you're in that talking phase, like, just kind of, like, you know, I feel like girls tend to, from what I've witnessed, they kind of get attached. And then, you know, they kind of want to assume things. You know, like, you assume that I'm doing this, you assume that I'm doing that, and, like, you're no one to do that. So
I am definitely one of those girls who, I mean, not that I get, like, obsessively attached, but it's, like, if we're hanging out all the time and, like, I'm not crazy. Like, I know we're not officially dating and stuff like that. But, like, if you're giving me all these mixed signals, basically telling me that you're into me, we're going on all these dates, I hang out with you and your friends, like, I know your family, like, all this stuff. And then it comes to the point where it's like, okay, like, where am I overstepping my boundaries? Like, can I say this to him or can I not? Like, can I ask him this question or does that seem too pushy? Like, do I not have the right type of thing? Like, it's just very confusing for some girls, I guess, to kind of draw the line of being too attached.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how he presents you to people and where he takes you. You know, mm-hmm. if he starts bringing you around his friends and stuff like that, don't get the wrong idea either, you know? Because, like, I'll be honest with you,
doesn't mean anything, right?
Right, I went through a phase where, you know, I would bring girls around my friends, I would, you know, bring girls home and introduce to my family, and my mom was meeting girls, like,
left right.
And right. Yeah. And
was this right after you got out of your breakup?
Yeah. You know, I was definitely being an asshole in situations. And at the end of the day, my guys were just like me, you know? Like, we kind of acted like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, who are you? You know, and it was all part of
the game. Yeah, your guys are going to have your back. They're not going to say anything.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, just, I feel like with the society we live in now, like, don't expect anything. And don't expect it from anyone.
I agree.
Just like the whole paranoid phase. Like, I understand you like me and stuff like that. And I like you too. But, like, I mean, this obviously this is just based on my own opinion because of the fact of the mindset that I have. But, like, if I tell you that and you start freaking out, like, shit, I might just be having fun. Like, at the end of the day, everyone has the right to do that. Like, if you wanted to go out with your girls and do the same thing, shit, fuck it. Go do you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you wouldn't get, like, jealous at all? Like, oh, like, why didn't you text me when you were out? I'm interviewing him.
I would get jealous if I found out that you were with somebody else.
Not that she was, I'm saying, like, in the moment, you don't know. So let's say she's out with her girl, she's taking too long to reply or something.
I'll be honest with you, every guy that's smart should know that in that moment, if the girl's going out, you should be with your boys. Like, for instance, like, I tend to hang out with my boys for a barbecue. And we do a barbecue usually on Saturdays. So, like, if she wants to go out with her girls, go out with your girls. And I'm going to hang out with my boys. And I'm at the barbecue. We're out there. We're drinking.
So, it's a mutual thing that, you know, you guys are each with, like, your own crew.
I feel like that's what it should be. It shouldn't be like, oh, someone stays home and they're going to sleep. Like, if you're, like, if...
Facts. I agree.
Like, if someone's, like, out, like, if your significant other's out, and you are off and there's nothing to do, why are you not out with them?
True, I agree.
That's like a trigger point for me, because there's so many times where that's happened to me.
I understand that. But if your significant other is extremely tired because work is, you know, hard and the next day they have to wake up early. But what
if it's like repeatedly? Like that's his excuse always. Like, I talked to
Okay, so let's rephrase that. Let's rephrase what you just said. Because you said that's if it's his excuse. Mm-hmm. Let's say what if that's his and her excuse. Because it could also
be
vice versa, right? Yeah. Then you should think about what's going on. You know, like if something is going on in the relationship, or if the fact that maybe they just don't want to be out with you anymore. So I don't know. Like if it comes down to that point, like I've had someone I was with where I've told them I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I have to go to work. And
they, which is understandable. You know,
and they wanted to go out, and I made a sacrifice to go out with them, and I did it. And while we're out, I'm not as upbeat as I am as, like, you know, I
but
am.
But you still
Julie, right?
came out. Yeah.
But
still
I went
tried.
Out, and then when I am finally off on a weekend, and I'm like, let's go out, and then, oh, I know I got to do this. Oh, no, I got to do that. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So yeah. I'm stuck at home, you know, and I just feel like things should always be equal. And that's what.
Question.
I agree.
Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Are you going to have off on Sundays now? Asking for myself.
I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll see. I gotta chill off on the partying for a little bit, but.
Okay. Anyways, I was really deep in this conversation.
I just really have to know.
Let's just say when I go out to brunch and Jules comes with me, she has a blast.
Same.
So does Michelle.
Yes. We made a pact.
No, I'm talking about the pact that we made, but we're not going to bring that up. All right, we're not going to talk about that.
What was the pact?
No. We can't talk about that.
Okay, so describe to me your best slash.
I wasn't done with the other conversation, but go ahead.
Your best slash worst date ever.
Worst date with this girl was we went out to eat. And,
What's your voice sound?
It was, what do you mean? Stop. God damn, I was swallowing wine right now. Like, relax. I went out to eat with this girl, and she was telling me a great story, and I was kind of like, oh, cool, like, let me see, because she was telling me about a specific object, and she kind of kept...
On her body?
No, oh. No. I'm not going to get into details, because I don't want it to be too specific, and I don't want to target anyone. Okay. And then, I told her, and then I kept asking her, and she wouldn't answer me, and then she tells me, she's like, why are you screaming at me? And I was like, I'm not screaming at you, and I wasn't. And then she's like, you're screaming at me, and then she starts crying, and I was like, whoa, like, what the fuck's going on? So then, obviously, I tell her, I'm like, I don't know what you're doing right now, but you need to fucking stop. And then that's when she starts, like, hysterically laughing, and that obviously freaked me the fuck out, so I was like, yo, take me home. And then...
You didn't even have your car? You could have been, like, kidnapped there. You realize that, right? You couldn't be sitting with us right now?
I'm 6'1", 235 pounds. I doubt that she would kidnap me. But, I mean...
You never know. She sounded psycho.
Actually, you're right. But, hey, at the end of the day, like... shit. She paid for everything, so I was chilling.
What? Okay, no. But she sounds crazy.
She was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. You dodged a bullet, I'm sure.
I did. So my best day was when I went to Brickell. I went to... my name is Dolores, but you call me Lolita.
I love it there, honestly.
Yeah, no, that place is awesome.
Deadass.
They have, like, this, like, cool little thing in the middle of a table where they make you put your phones and stuff like that. So you kind of can enjoy, like, really eating with the person you're with or your family. So I think it was great. And then on top of that, she picked out my outfit and I picked out hers, which was great. I looked like shit. She looked amazing.
Yeah. What, she just picked out, like, a shitty outfit?
Like, if I went to a place like that, I wanted to dress up nice. Like, this bitch picked out fucking a pair of jeans and... Like a dress shirt, like
what
I wanted.
What was she wearing though? Like, was you guys equal, or was she in like a dress?
No, like I got her, like I made her put on a dress that I bought for her, and it looked really good.
You bought her a dress?
Well, yeah, but not for that moment, but like prior to that, yeah. So it was
okay, well, what the heck? If like my
Yo, date, I could be a fucking romantic. I just don't trust girls anymore like that to go above and beyond and shit like that. So I'm sorry, sorry to get your hopes up, Michelle.
No, it's fine. But I'm saying if my date were to pick out my outfit, I'm picking up theirs, like I will pick out something fly. But that's just me.
This comes from the person who's wearing shades and wearing a lighted room. But all right.
Is he judging me?
Lucas, are you judging Michelle?
Nah, I don't like to judge people.
Well, I'm going to judge you right now and ask you a question, okay?
All
right,
go ahead.
Are you willing to try new things in bed?
How is this judging him?
Because by his answer.
Okay, what is it?
I mean, what do you think?
Hell yeah!
How would I know?
You are
Hold on! No, relax, viewers. No jammers. Like, don't think that, but no. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck
yeah. Fuck yeah.
I would definitely love to try new things in bed. I'm not afraid of that shit. 50 Shades of Grey kind of shit. Tie you up to my backboard kind of shit with my ties from work. And maybe tie your mouth up too here. Kind of shit.
Are you hot,
Julie? You tie your mom up too?
Yeah, so you make noise. God. I mean, shit, I'm sorry.
It's a family show.
It's really not. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Hey, my family knows what the fuck I'm doing.
Okay,
so
you like your girls to be dominant, like not too shy. Like,
I just feel like it should be equal. Like at the end of the day, like I like when, you know, a girl makes a first move too. That's such a turn on for me. Like personally me, like I like, you know, I dated someone at one point that just, I literally had to ask to do stuff with. And that was just like, oh my God. Like I literally, like, you know, we're watching TV in bed and kind of thing. Like mm-hmm. I would expect you to make a first move kind of thing. Like that really gets me going.
I just feel like girls kind of expect the guy to make the first move.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially like if you guys are just starting to talk and getting to know each other, it's like, I don't want to come off as if I'm like a hoe or something. Like I'm here like jumping all over you. Like this is not what I usually do type thing.
I mean, but that also comes down to the situation. I mean, if you just met the guy for the first time and something like that happens, then yeah, you're kind of setting up yourself for failure.
Well, what's the limit then? Like, how long do I have to know this person before I, like...
No, I'm talking about in a sense where if I'm, like, talking to someone officially and I'm dating someone, then maybe maybe when it gets to that point where we're really, you know, being intimate with one mm-hmm. another, then... You know,
you want
just,
them to make the first move too.
Yeah, like fuck that. Like I don't want to be the first one, like, to be always the one. Like, hey, like I've been in the point where I've said like, hey, do you want to fuck? Like that's just embarrassing.
What a gentleman.
No, it's not about being a gentleman. What I'm trying to say is like I'm literally like I hate that shit. Like at the end of the day, like. If you fucking like me and you're attracted to me,
show
I would
me.
Expect you like
jump
on the drive
Let's
to the restaurant
it.
That we're going out to dinner with, you like I would want you to grab my dick. Fucking dick. Like come on. Like if you really fuck with me like that, then do something. Make a move.
Okay.
Don't tell me, oh, I was thinking about that. No, don't think. Act. You know, like come on. Like have fun with it. We're young. Do it.
So on that topic, what do you think is the best way to deal with a girl that you lose interest in? So let's say she's like lame as fuck. She's like not wanting to hook up. You keep having to ask her. Like, what do you do then? Do you just ghost her or do you think there's a better way to handle things?
Yeah, let's say she's not being as dominant as you want. Like you're kind of
well,
just losing
okay,
interest.
Okay, so I've hung out with girls that I haven't had sex with.
You wouldn't say.
There's girls I've hung out with that I haven't had sex with where it gets to a point where I'm just, no, it's not romantic. What the fuck you mean? I just lose interest to them to not get to that point. At the end of the day, it's just, there's things that could be said, things that could be done where I'm just like, all right, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out, you know? But depending on the person, and honestly, like, it comes down to who you're with and how long you've been talking to them. Because honestly, like if you're talking to someone and you make them feel a certain type of way for you, then maybe they deserve to know why you're going to stop talking to them. So.
Facts. I agree. Yeah. But I feel like there's a lot of times where guys, even though they may really like someone, they kind of just, I don't know, don't want to like portray their emotions because they want to be like this tough man. And so they don't say anything to them.
Well, girls do that too.
Do they?
Absolutely. I mean, you don't, and that's great that you don't, but I've had girls that have cut me off because an ex-boyfriend jumps along again, comes out of nowhere, and, you know, sweeps her off her fucking feet again, tries to be fucking Mr. fucking perfect prince and shit, you know, and like, yeah, and I'm over here looking like a fucking peasant, and I'm the one that's willing to try to give her everything, and at the end of the day, she doesn't want to give me the time of day, so it is what it is. It's the same thing for everyone. I mean, me personally, like, unless you do something that really freaks me out, then I will give you a reason why I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Because there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that could be going on. Personal issues, work, whatever. Yeah. Maybe.
I think as long as you tell a person, then.
Yeah.
Like, they deserve that much.
I feel like everyone deserves a communication. Especially when it comes to girls. Like, guys tend to just kind of cut off girls. So, like, maybe if you just tell the girl why, maybe she won't hate you as much, you know? Or
facts.
At the end of the day, you could just be good friends. Okay.
So, on that, do you believe in actually getting married, though? Like, the sanction of marriage and eventually having children?
Yeah, absolutely. A true story, I know what I want to name my boy, if I have a boy. You know, I don't share that with everyone. I'm not going to share here, so don't ask me.
I didn't for a reason.
No. So, I know what I would name my boy. I know what I would put at least as a middle name for my girl, because obviously I want to give my future wife the option for that. But I don't believe in divorce, and I feel like everyone should, once they get married, you know, be with that person for the rest of their life. My parents, for instance, they got divorced, and then they remarried with other people, and then things didn't work out with them. Things got rocky with my family. My mom, my sister, and I were the only people that my dad had at the moment. He came back home and he never left. So my dad is, and my mom have been officially together since then. So it's a great story.
So they got back together after they got divorced.
They did get back together. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Wow.
So incredible. Do you believe in, I guess, having soulmates with like being someone else's soulmate? Like, do you believe that's a real thing, or it's kind of like, oh, whatever? Like,
so I feel like that's extremely old school.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. Honestly, our generation, like, you could, you know, like, high school sweethearts kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you might have someone in high school that was amazing, and then eventually things just kind of didn't work out. And then there's people that have been together since high school, and then
it doesn't work out.
Like, I know someone that's really close to me that had a very similar situation. Very close family person of mine. And now they're talking to someone that is actually related, or not related, but has a relationship towards one of his exes, and this goes all the way back to middle school, and man, they're hitting it off, and she's been around since middle school for him, and every time he talks to me about her, I look at him and I'm like, damn, dude, like I'm happy for you, like, so.
Maybe. But no one would have like ever thought back then.
No
like,
one, no yet. One, no one would ever thought about that. No one. And only the few people that know, a lot of people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's someone that I really care about. To me, they're like my brother, and I will always support them.
Okay. What about you, Julie? Do you think, like, soulmates are real?
I do. I definitely thought my ex was my soulmate. I still think he is. But, I mean, I wouldn't say that there's... Lucas has left the building. He's choking. I wouldn't say, like, I would say he was literally, like, my other half. I'm not even gonna lie, like, dead ass. Like, he's in a new relationship. I still have, like, taken my time with getting into one. But, he, like, even told me, he was like, I don't think I'll ever, like, love anyone the way I loved you. Like, you were definitely my soulmate. Because we were together throughout high school and all through college. So it's, like, hard to find that, I guess.
But, I mean, but again, like, there's people that can find love when you're extremely old.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
But
I'll
I think
another soulmate. I just don't know. I definitely think he was my soulmate. Like, dead ass.
I think you like. I think love and like a soulmate is a whole different thing. Like,
yeah.
A soulmate is like your full on your other half. Like,
mm-hmm.
But I mean,
I
we've all been in love, right? We all been in love once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that feels. And your first love. Let's be honest with you. Like, that's. The best
but he
love.
Wasn't my
that,
first love.
Yeah.
I had a first love. All right,
but,
I've had a first love.
But
and
do you really think that your first love is really someone that you actually loved?
Yeah, I loved him. But my soulmate was my
I don't see that way. Like, I don't see that way. I feel like I thought I loved that person, and I didn't know what love was until I met the other person. And then now I knew, I know personally that I did love my previous love, right? And now I'm single. I don't feel any type of way towards her. I do have love for her in a sense where I want them to be happy. But I wouldn't see myself with them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to be happy, even if it's not with
me.
So
I don't think you've met your soulmate yet. Like,
it's that's the thing, is how do you know who's your soulmate?
You'll know.
Okay, your soulmate.
Like, you'll have this, like, really strong connection.
That's what I'm saying. Your soulmate should be the person that you marry, right? The soulmate should be the person that will lie with you next to your deathbed, and then will hold your hand, or you will hold their hand.
But sometimes you may get to a point where you love someone, but that's not actually your soulmate. They're just someone that you have love for.
Then what about the person that's actually with you?
Maybe you're not with your soulmate anymore. Like, I don't
know. I feel like you can meet your soulmate and, like, you had this thing with them, but you're not meant to be. Like, you'll end up with someone else.
Yeah.
But I just... What's the point of you being with someone else if you really have...
Like, maybe it's just not in the cards, like, for you. Like, it's literally not meant to be for you and your soulmate to be together.
Let's say you were with your soulmate. Let me tell you something. Quick question. Like, real quick.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Jules. She was with her soulmate, right?
Yeah.
Things didn't work out and they're not together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So how the fuck is he her soulmate? Because if it's your soulmate, it's someone that's supposed to be with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but are you saying, like, let's say...
No, he is just a great importance to you in your life. And he was someone that actually made a big difference to you. But he is not your soulmate. So your soulmate is the one that's willing to accept you
for all your flaws. What if she meets someone else, right? They get married, whatever. Like, she loves him, yeah, and they have a life together. They get married, they have kids. But it's like, she's still, at the end of the day, like, she doesn't feel that same super strong connection that she did with that one guy.
Then you don't love yourself. Because at the end of the day, what that means is that you really are not focused on yourself, and you didn't move away from something that hurt you.
Okay, I could see that.
So
we talked about that.
What I'm trying to say is pretty much is we're never going to forget our real first love, right? Mm-hmm. We're never going to forget.
Yeah.
Or same thing as the person you lost your virginity to. We're never going to forget
mine
that person.
Mine was all the same person.
That's why there's such an attachment towards that person. Well, we're not going to forget that.
Yeah,
we're not.
Yeah.
All right? We're not. But at the end of the day, we don't know or... That's what I'm saying, where I don't believe in divorce. Like, I'm strictly, like, focused on the fact that, like, if you want someone to either be your girlfriend or to the point where you ask them for marriage, you should know that you really want to be with that person for the rest of life. Because at the end of the day, you can't look at anyone the same way that you can look at her or him, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one will make you feel what they make you feel. You could see your first love walk by you, and at the end of the day, you won't feel anything towards them or anything. Yeah, you'll see them and you should be able to say, hello, how you doing? You'll see them with their significant other and you should be like, hey, how you doing?
I don't know if I can do that. I haven't seen him since.
But I think...
But that's because you haven't met anyone that's worth your fucking time.
I think what he's saying is that you haven't actually met the other person that's going to make you forget about this last person.
Like I said, like, if you haven't met that person that is going to make you forget the other person, I'm not saying they're a rebound or anything, but at the end of the day... I mean, it could be different for everyone. It could be years. It could be 2 weeks. It could be months, whatever. I don't judge anyone on when they meet the actual person they really love. But at the end of the day, if you meet someone that makes you feel great and feel like someone that you... I don't even know how to express
just
this.
Just head over heels for it.
Exactly. Like. Exactly. Like, then... At the end of the day, you haven't met your first love.
So what would you say is one thing that you, like, cannot live without? Like, one thing that has to be a connection factor for you?
My family.
So if they get along well with your family, your significant other?
Well, see, that kind of clashes with what I went through with my previous relationship. Because my family, my close family, like my mom, my dad, my sister, they loved my ex. And they had a great relationship with them. And then later on after the breakup, I found out that they really didn't like her because they felt a certain type of way. But at the same time, I find out that my family from Argentina, because I took her to Argentina a few times, really got attached to her. And then it became a huge issue when we split up. They actually chose her side.
Really? Which,
yeah.
Your family?
Yeah. So it became a huge mess. Wow. It was really bad. It got really, really, really bad. So at the end of the day, that's why I'm so afraid to introduce new people to my family. So
that's really bad. I mean, honestly, though, I'm not going to lie. Like, my family always has taken my side, and they, like, didn't really fuck with him the whole time. But his family still talks to me, his cousin, his mom, his sister, and they still love me. And they're like, we want you guys to get back together. Like, we don't like his new girlfriend. But, like...
But you can't do anything.
I can't do anything. So I'm like, well, that's fine. You can say that, but it's up to him what he wants to do.
At the end of the day, he made his decision. Exactly. And you have to let him go on with what he, you know, wants to fucking do. So.
Exactly. But, like, for your family to turn on you like that, like, that's fucked up. But your family should always have your back.
At the end of the day, me coming as an immigrant to this country, obviously, right? Like, with my mom, my dad, my sister, and my cousins... that's all we have here. My family is miles and miles and miles away. So at the end of the day, they're the ones that know everything. They're the ones that stuck with me. So I don't need anyone else's approval. Even my grandparents, and God bless their souls, the ones that are not here, you know, they even got to meet her. And it is what it is. It's just things move on, things happen. And at the, you know, what can I say? My family from over there really doesn't know who I am. That's what I'm trying to say. They don't really know who I am.
You don't have that much of a connection with them where you feel like you were, like, betrayed like that.
They don't, because at the end of the day, technically I'm American. Like, I don't have that lifestyle that they have. Yeah. I don't have the mindset that they have. So it is what it is. So that's when I kind of realized to myself, and I was like, I gotta keep on going.
So how do you, like, just think that? Because you said, like, the question was, like, what do you find most important for, like, the other person? And you said your family, like, they have to get along with your family. And so in this case, you did, but it was kind of in a bad way because you guys were, like, broken up or whatever, and they took her side. So it's, like, clearly your family did get along with them.
Well, my family to me is my mom, my dad, my sister, and my nephews.
So not his extended family.
Okay, so it goes back to, like, they don't really know you.
Exactly, not my extended family. Like, it's what I have here.
Okay.
And what I can, you know, physically have around me and who I can hang out with. You know, they're the people I can really trust with. You know, my cousin, he's my brother, like, he's my everything. Like, he's the type of person that if I say, yo, this happened to me, or he can call me and says, this happened to me, like, I need you to come, we need to talk. Like, I would be there in a split fucking second. Yeah. Like, that's the type of people that I really fuck with. And there's friends that I really feel that way as well. So.
Okay.
So what would you do, though? Like, what do you think the best way to handle a situation if your significant other is cheating on you?
Oh.
Have you been cheated on before?
Yes, I have been cheated on before. I mean, obviously, everyone, I think, will lose their shit, right? Everyone loses their shit.
Yeah.
If it's,
I used to go crazy.
If it's really crying and everything. I've never cheated.
I think I've been cheated on before. I've never found out.
Well, like, I've personally been cheated on. I've never cheated, but I've personally been cheated on, and it fucking hurts. And there's been, like, the most recent one was where we weren't together anymore, but we were trying to work things out. And I found out during a date that we were at that she was texting a guy. I literally saw her texting the guy, asking him, like, yeah, 8 o'clock, we'll have dinner or we'll have drinks, whatever the fuck it was. I lost my shit, you know, and it is what it is. At the end of the day, if someone's willing to go out of their way and hang out with somebody else, then why the fuck am I going to spend my time with them?
Yeah. You don't want to waste your time on someone that doesn't genuinely want to be with you.
And I mean, people that know me, I don't play around. Like, no. I really don't. So, like, if it were for me, I would do stupid shit.
But, like, she did the shit right in front of you. Like, she was texting another guy. Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, to get into details, like, I literally went to go hug her from behind her. She wasn't seen.
Yeah.
And I hugged her and I looked at her phone. I wasn't planning to look at her phone. It just happened to be that she had her phone open and I saw it.
Have you ever looked through another girl's phone?
I have. I have. I'm not going to lie. I have.
Your ex or someone you've been talking to?
My ex. I have. I had a huge self-conscious issue. Where I didn't have confidence in myself, obviously. I just, you know, she was a beautiful girl. So I did look through her phone and all that. And, you know, I didn't, it's not that I didn't trust her. I didn't trust myself in a sense where I just felt like I was never good enough. Now it's a completely different story. You know, again, like I said, I'm talking to someone And, you know, she gets blown up with people all the time. She's a beautiful girl. And, like, I joke around with her about it, but...
So you wouldn't, like, go and check her phone?
No.
You wouldn't do it again?
No, absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, it's just stupid. If you finally official, do you think things would be different? Or no? Like, since you're just in the talking phase right now, do you think if you were official with her, like, you might...
No, because I learned from mistakes. Okay. I'm not... I mean, I don't want to go... back to that phase or that mindset where I don't want to be, I don't want to be self-conscious again.
Yeah.
Like if I have you, you're mine. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. If you want to go around and creep around, that's all you. Go do it. I'll find out. I know hella people.
Yeah.
You know, people seen you with me. People know me, especially here in West Palm Beach, all the way down to Miami. I'm not. Shut the fuck up. But I'm just saying, like, just people know me. And at the end of the day, if you, regardless how long it takes, I'm going to fucking find out.
Yeah.
Eventually, it will come out. It's just, it's going to happen. So, I just, at the end of the day, you just got to trust everyone. You can't build a new house with the same bricks that the previous one fell from. I'm just saying.
Let me get a retweet on that. That's beautiful.
Slap your fingers, y'all.
So, to wrap this up, what would be your final advice to all the girls that are wondering, you know, like, what's on a guy's mind? What do they want?
Well, my final advice goes to both guys and girls. It's just kind of like, just be you from the very beginning. We tend to try to be Mr. Perfect and Mrs. Perfect from the very beginning, and that doesn't work out for us. So, you know, just be you, because at the end of the day, you know, love is blind. So, just open up your eyes to new things and... You never know. You might find someone from a different race, color, culture, or something that you never expected from before be the perfect person for you. So just, I don't know, just
keep an open mind.
Yeah, just keep an open mind. At the end of the day, like, shit, like, I mean, currently I'm talking to someone that I never thought that I would be talking to. Not because I'm not saying she's a specific person, but there's a reason why, and, you know, she knows why, and... I think she's amazing, and I see past beyond that, and, you know, just keep that mindset going, and you never know, that that person might be the perfect one, so that's what I think.
Oh, I love that.
I love that, too.
That's well, Lucas, thank you so much for joining us
today.
We really appreciate it.
Perfect. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram.
Oh, of course. What's your handle?
It's at ZZIIN0. That's at ZZIIN0. It's Zeno for short. But
wait, where is that from?
Okay, so I'm from Mendoza, from Argentina. I'm from Mendoza. And Mendoza, the people that live there are called Mendocinos. So I'm
I see
Zeno.
Where this is going.
So yeah.
Love
so
it.
Zeno.
Right, go follow our boy.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye,
thank
jammers.
You. Bye.